Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, crews are fighting a fire that destroyed this home in Smithfield. Coming up, what new information we've learned in the last 15 minutes.
I'm Brandy Slavin, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, with what we know about a deadly motorcycle crash. It shut down four lanes of I-40 overnight.
And it's a chilly start this morning. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s. Don't feel like yesterday, but it's cloudy. I'll show you how long the clouds stick around and when we'll actually see some rain. The leader of Cumberland County Schools is now North Carolina Superintendent of the Year. What Marvin Connolly says is his key to success. Congratulations to Dr. Connolly, and he will move on to the National Superintendent of the Year competition. It is 6 o'clock, everyone. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday. We have a lot of breaking news. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Much deserved for Dr. Connolly. Mm-hmm. Certainly. We'll get to that story and much more to get your Wednesday started. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with this lovely holiday look.
I love this beautiful view from Fenton. And of course, in Fenton, they're going to have their tree lighting on Saturday. It looks like Saturday's trending drier, but Friday we're still tracking some showers. We're going to go over that over the next few minutes. 42 is our temperature as we're stepping out the door around the Triangle area. We do have the tower lit in purple to signify cloudy skies, but it'll be a short amount of time before we have it all lit up for the holidays as well. 34 in Roxborough, 39 Rocky Mount, 42 Raleigh, 43 in Fayetteville. So temperatures are chilly. I was comfortable in a coat this morning. Temperatures this afternoon will be noticeably cooler than yesterday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and low 60s. It's not going to rain today or tomorrow, but we're still on track for some showers for at least parts of the viewing area on Friday. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 6:01. Just checked with the folks at the Raleigh 911 Center. They still have a report of a minor crash out at Salisbury Street near Davies Street. It looks like that still is an active scene. Just look out for some police activity there as they work to get that one cleared up. Elsewhere around the Triangle, though, we're looking good. All of our major routes in Wake County are cleared this morning as we take a live look at 885 at TW Alexander Drive in Durham. See traffic's flowing freely in both directions. That northbound trip seeing just a 1 minute delay between I-40 and I-85. Renee.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news. Crews are fighting a fire at a home in Smithfield this morning. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey just arrived at the scene on Longview Drive. This is off Business 70. Kelsey, a lot happening out there. What are you seeing?
Renee, when firefighters got the call about this house fire around 4:25 this morning, they saw this. So right now you're looking at what's left of the roof of a home. When I spoke with the fire chief less than 15 minutes ago, he says they believe that the fire started in the back of the home and spread from there. Fire marshals are on scene right now investigating the cause. The fire chief says that three family members were inside. Thankfully, all of them were able to escape, but the chief says that one family member has been taken to the hospital just as a precaution. And he also mentioned this, that although this is tragic what's happened to this family's home, it's also a success story about smoke detectors. He says that family's smoke alarm went off and they immediately were able to leave the house and make sure that they were safe. And if that smoke alarm did not go off, he says that family may not have made it. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Smithfield.
We also have breaking news this morning. All lanes of I-40 East in Raleigh are back open this morning after a deadly motorcycle crash happened right near the Gorman Street exit here. Brett Neese is at State Highway Patrol headquarters right now in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, trying to get some information as this crash had lanes shut down for more than 2 hours early this morning, Brett.
Yeah, Jeff, these troopers were out there investigating this crash till about 2:30 this morning. Let's get you to the video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This vantage point from on Lake Dam Road, which is an overpass right there near the Gorman Street exit above this scene. This crash happened right before the exit itself, but it did shut down all four of those lanes right there for a couple of hours while these troopers investigated this. We know one person is sadly dead as a result of this crash. I'm asking troopers, did this motorcycle run into the back of that car? You can see there's plenty of damage in the back left rear of that car that is involved in this crash. That motorcycle badly damaged as well. Also working to learn if there are any other injuries in this crash and really what led up to it. Those are the key details. What led up to this crash that did saw some traffic for overnight, but it is back open this morning. As soon as I get an update from the Highway Patrol, I'll pass it along. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
The Cary man accused of threatening to kill children in a mass shooting is due in federal court today. Kevin Douglas is charged with cyber stalking. He was arrested earlier this month after police say he submitted 9 threatening tips online to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. A search warrant shows officers found no weapons in the hotel room where he was staying. Investigators took computers, storage devices, a phone, and a canister of pepper spray.
Police in Durham say they are looking for the person who shot and killed a 19-year-old who had been missing for nearly 3 weeks and was found shot to death. Samar Barber was found in the back seat of his car on Walnut Woods Drive in Morrisville Monday night. This is video of friends and family over the weekend looking for the community's help. They last saw Barber in Durham October 23rd. Police responded to a report Monday of a man who appeared to be asleep in the back of a car. They later discovered it was Barber, dead in that back seat with multiple gunshot wounds. Police say the car he was found in had been in that same spot since the day he was last seen.
This morning, we could get another sign that inflation is easing ahead of the holidays. October's producer price index report will be released at 8:30 this morning. It comes after yesterday's CPI report, which showed inflation was flat in October. Analysts say this is a sign inflation is moderating and the economy is cooling. The PPI report is a key economic indicator the Federal Reserve will consider when determining whether to raise interest rates.
As preparations are underway for the 2023 Raleigh Christmas Parade, tributes are being set up for 11-year-old Haley Brooks, who tragically died there last year. You can see there's artwork right there along Hillsborough Street to remember her. It is near the spot where she was hit by a runaway pickup truck during the parade. The Brooks family started the Shine Like Haley Foundation. They plan to share acts of kindness and help children in need, all in Haley's honor.
Police in Durham are reminding people not to leave any valuables in their cars after a rash of break-ins. Thieves broke into about 20 cars in one night at the Brizo Luxury Apartments just off Davis Road. When our crew got to the scene yesterday, broken glass could be seen all over the parking lot. There is surveillance video of the crimes. The apartment complex has not released that video. We're told it shows 4 to 5 people jumping in and out of cars.
What a big honor for the superintendent of Cumberland County Schools. He is being recognized as the North Carolina Superintendent of the Year. Marvin Connolly was given the award at an event last night in Greensboro. He's been Cumberland County Superintendent since 2018. A year later, he spearheaded a strategic plan for the district focused on making sure all 50,000 students get a good education.
I think the key is ensuring high-quality teachers in every classroom. There is no silver bullet. It's just drilling down to ensure that instruction is happening every day.
And as the recipient of this award, Connolly will be in the running for National Superintendent of the Year. That will be announced in February. You will have to wait a little longer before you can place a bet on a sporting event in North Carolina. Why the Lottery Commission says the January 8th target date won't happen.
Also coming up, get used to the term tipflation. Americans are dealing with inflation, right? And tired of shelling out the extra money. We'll take a look at a new poll about how Americans feel about when and how much to tip. Let's get a tip of preparing for your day with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner.
Cloudy and cooler today, but check out the 7-day forecast. We have 70s in the forecast for Thursday and Friday, but that's also when the rain is in the forecast. I'll show you what to expect for Friday afternoon and evening coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11, and it is a cloudy start out there this morning with some chilly temperatures. Right now, it's 42 degrees in the Triangle, but we are seeing some temperatures in the mid to upper 30s in some of our northern counties. So just expect the cloud cover, and it's going to keep our temperatures cool for much of the day. At the bus stop this morning, you don't necessarily need to send the kids out with raincoats, even though it's cloudy. We're going to stay dry today. Again, temperatures likely to be upper 30s to low 40s, and even this afternoon, it's going to be cloudy and chilly. Temperatures, as the kids are getting off the bus, are likely to be in the low 60s. So noticeably cooler than yesterday. A lot of folks waiting in anticipation for the Christmas parade on Saturday. We've been talking about the chance for rain. Saturday's looking drier, fortunately. Temperature at start time, well, should be in the 50s.
6:12 right now as we check traffic, and we still have that minor crash in downtown Raleigh on Salisbury Street right around Davies Street. They are working to get that one cleared. But elsewhere around Wake County, we're in good shape with no crashes showing up. Also looking all right in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough this morning. Want to check those major approaches into Durham. Looking fine on 40 westbound, leaving Wade Avenue, heading out toward 885. And out of North Durham, that southbound trip on 501 from Infinity Road to I-85, for the moment at least, is delay-free. Renee?
All right. And Brian, we're going to stick with the traffic theme. All lanes of I-95 in Johnson County are open this morning after a tractor-trailer crash blocked lanes for hours last night. The driver of one of the trucks was injured, and you're looking at video from a WRL viewer near Selma as crews work to clear the interstate. State troopers tell us one of the tractor-trailers ran into the back of the other one in a work zone. We're trying to get an update on the injured driver's condition.
You have to wait a little longer to place that sports bet legally in North Carolina, though the new law allows for sports betting to begin January 8th. North Carolina Lottery Commission says sports betting will not launch on that date. There's just too much work to be done getting the rules and regulations written and approved. Plus, operators must be vetted and found to be in compliance with those rules. The commission has until June 15th for sports betting to start. Commissioners did not give a start date.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, following some breaking news out of England, the British Supreme Court has ruled that the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful because they would not be safe. The court says they'd be at real risk of ill treatment because they could be sent back to their home countries once they were in Rwanda. Now, Britain and Rwanda signed a deal back in April of last year to send some migrants who arrived in the UK back to the country where their asylum claims would be processed, and if they were successful, they would stay. But nobody has been sent to the country because the plan was challenged in courts. And today they say it is unlawful.
Michelle, thanks. Today, local teachers will get more than $170,000 for classroom projects. North Carolina's Electric Cooperatives will award Bright Ideas grants to more than 100 teachers today at an event at NC State. Teachers are being given money for projects including greenhouses, gardens, and other interactive lessons. The cooperatives have given more than $3.5 million in grants since 1994.
A new poll confirms what so many Americans have been saying for months now. Tip fatigue is real, and a lot of folks are sick of this new tipping culture. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with just how tired Americans are of shelling out the extra money for services. Ken.
You know, Jeff, we're all dealing with inflation, right? Everything costs more these days, and now factor in when and how much to tip. Is it by choice or an obligation? A Pew Research study tried to get to the bottom of it, surveying around 12,000 Americans. 7 in 10 of the people responding to that poll think tipping is expected in more places now than maybe 5 years ago. That said, only a third say it's easy to know when and how much to tip for different services. Also, this survey showed the majority of Americans are especially opposed to automatic service charges.
The consumer is just absolutely tired of being asked to tip. They're tired of being asked to spend more money than they normally would on their goods or services, especially services.
Now, according to the same study, the majority of people said it's all about the quality of service that determines when and how much to tip. Well, you can join the conversation later on today, starting at 7. More on this Pew Research poll and the going tipping rate these days, which can range from anywhere from 15 to 25%, Jeff. And one term that comes out of this study is called tipflation. People are just tired of it.
Well, yeah, they've been feeling the effects of it. You know, if there's some ingenuity and some information given from somebody or efforts, you know, then tip is worthy. But little effort, little tip.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain.
Well, fair's fair.
Okay.
A great opportunity is coming from Five on Your Side this afternoon to help you save money. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents to connect you with tax professionals who will take your calls for free. A little tax planning now could save you money down the road. Gather up those documents and take down this number, 919-234-5007. Phone lines will open at 4 p.m. today.
November is shaping up to be one for the record books in Anchorage, Alaska. Look at this video, a guy walking through knee-deep snow. That's almost hip-deep, yeah. The city's very close to experiencing its snowiest November on record. It is getting another round of snow this morning, and the snow emergency that was declared by the Anchorage mayor last week has been extended into this week.
Maybe we could see that snow for North Carolina mountains one day so we can get the ski slopes going. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Weather Center. They've had a delay because it's just been so dry and warm.
Yeah, they're looking at the cool temperatures next week just like we are. They always try to open by Thanksgiving, but, you know, they can't usually stay open. They can make some snow really, really quickly. So we'll see. They may get ahead of the game by next week. We take a live look at Goldsboro right now. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies as we start things off this morning. Apex looking cloudy. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, that is our newsroom there on Hay Street in Fayetteville. We take a look at satellite and radar. Much more cloud cover streaming in across North Carolina this morning. We have this high pressure system funneling in some cool air, but we're seeing the clouds from down south pushing up across the region. We saw a little bit of that yesterday, but more of that today. So we'll see a second low that develops here off the coast of Florida. This is what's going to affect us on Friday. Notice by Thursday evening, we're starting to see some cloud cover. We may have a few breaks in the clouds on Friday morning, but we'll cloud up in the afternoon. And starting around 2 or 3 o'clock, right after lunchtime, we'll start to see some rain from Raleigh south and east. That'll be with us through the evening. But out by around midnight or so, the farther east you go, the heavier that rain will be. That low is trending farther away from us, so less rain. So a tenth of, or a quarter of an inch as that low stays a little farther offshore. That's also great news for Saturday. We have a cold front, though, that moves through the mountains. That one looks like it fizzled. That low moves away. And if you're headed out to the Christmas parade on Saturday morning, we are trending drier. Maybe a little bit of cloud cover, but right now it looks like it's going to be dry. Saturday, we have a lot of tree lightings on Saturday evening, and it looks nice and dry for that too. We take a look at the Friday tree lightings. A different story. It's likely to be that there's a little bit of light rain for that. Downtown Raleigh in front of Memorial Auditorium and Waverly Place in Cary at 6 o'clock, 65. Temperatures will be nice, but it will be cloudy, and there'll be a chance of just some light sprinkles. Again, trending drier for the Raleigh Christmas parade. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the parade starts at 9:30. Temperatures at parade start time around 60. It is going to be breezy. We could be gusting 20 to 25. Not sure exactly how that will affect the balloons, but it may. Our temperature at the end of the parade, 64 degrees. Our rain chances are pretty slim for the next 5 days. We have that chance on Friday afternoon. Other than that, not much. A quarter to a tenth to a quarter of an inch. But by next week, it's a whole different story. Monday and Tuesday, we have a front that'll come through. If you're planning to travel early in the week, keep that in mind. Tropical outlook, this system that's likely to bring some rain Friday has a very small chance of becoming a tropical system. This one, the chances are dropping back to 50% today from 70% yesterday. Speaking of 70, 70 Thursday, 72 on Friday, and then we turn much cooler next week, Brian. I mean, that's a real fall weather for you in North Carolina. 50s and rain, we need that rain.
Yes, we do very badly. It is 619 right now as we check traffic. Looking good overall. Just check with Raleigh 911, and they still have that minor crash reported downtown on Salisbury Street near Davies Street. But elsewhere, everything's moving along pretty well with no other big crashes reported. 540 looks good on the north side of Raleigh. Over in Durham, 85 and I-40 also check out all right at this point with those sensor readings. Donnybrook Road down on the south side of Raleigh, north side of Fuquay Varina near Wake Tech. You know, it's been closed, a section of it's been closed for 540 construction for a while. That has reopened yesterday. So that is an option for you this morning.
Thanks, Brian. Parents are calling a Harnett County bus driver a hero. The quick action she took when her school bus filled with students suddenly caught on fire.
A bill that would avoid a government shutdown is moving through Congress as that Friday deadline gets closer. What's included in the bill that is getting bipartisan support?
And here are your winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Travis Kelce's taking notes from Taylor Swift and is trying out his singing voice.
Ryan Schrader here now with what's trending.
Yes, Travis is duetting with his brother Jason on the new Philadelphia Eagles Christmas album.
You were handsome, you were pretty, you're the king of South Philly. When the band finished playing, they howled out for more.
The team released this teaser video for the album that comes out today, saying they cannot let a Kansas City Chiefs steal the show.
No, no, no. That would be... Is this claymation? What is happening here? Usually, the Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce, okay, gets his buddies together, and they make this little Christmas album. They dress up. They have a good time. But it's actually them. Like, this whole thing with Travis coming in here and doing it, I don't know. It's gone rogue.
Yeah, or I don't know, maybe Travis and someone named Taylor Swift, maybe they'll pair up and do a Christmas album too.
Right?
Maybe. I'm telling you. You heard it right here.
People would watch and listen.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the Travis Taylor fever has broken culturally, but it's still kind of on simmer. It's, you know, on a low boil.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's sustained then. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. A new Red Lobster commercial features gospel music icon and Durham native Shirley Caesar, and you got to hear this one.
We got tail, shrimp, waiters, potatoes, sauces, the bosses, cheddar fish, nothing, no bluffing.
Now, you're going to remember this from Thanksgiving a few years ago. The beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, and the viral.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I mean, cheddar-based stuffing, no bluffing.
And pass the green
it's
beans.
It's perfect. It's just perfect. Red Lobster, brilliant collab.
Brilliant.
Okay, with the iconic gospel singer.
Winner, winner.
Comedian John Oliver's campaign championing the Australasian Crested Grebe for New Zealand's Bird of the Century Award has succeeded. The bird won the online vote for the award by a huge margin. Oliver launched an aggressive campaign to get people to vote for the bird, including an appearance in full costume on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That's a great one. Take a live look at what's happening in Sanford this morning. It is a cloudy start. That also means a cooler afternoon for you. But I'll show you when our highs climb back into the 70s coming up. We're staying on top of breaking news in Raleigh, where a deadly motorcycle crash had lanes of I-40 closed for hours. Brett Neese is in the WRO Breaking News Tracker with what we know about this early morning crash.
And more breaking news out of Smithfield, where WRO's Kelce Coffey is on the scene of a house fire. What fire crews are crediting for helping everyone get out safely?